Espresso English Podcast, Episode 78. 5 English Phrases and 10 English Idioms for Complaining About Your Job. Hi, and welcome to the Espresso English Podcast, where you can improve your English in just a few minutes a day. My name is Shayna, and I'm the teacher at Espresso English. Make sure to visit the website, espressoenglish.net, where you can get online courses and ebooks that will help you learn English even faster. Let's get started with today's lesson. No matter how much you like your job, there are always a few things to complain about. Look at these 5 English sentences to learn some idiomatic expressions for talking about negative points at work. Sentence number 1. My coworkers don't pull their weight, and I'm always picking up the slack. The idiom, pull your weight, means to do your fair portion of the work or responsibility. So if your coworkers aren't pulling their weight, it means they are being lazy and they are not contributing as much as they should. As a result, you are always picking up the slack. This idiom means to do extra work because other people are not doing their part. Sentence number 2. I can't stand the office politics. It seems like kissing up to the people who call the shots is the only way to move up the ranks. The expression office politics refers to people using their power or influence in a company to get advantages for themselves. It's usually a negative thing. The phrasal verb kissing up to someone means to say and do lots of nice things for a person because you want to get on their good side so that they will favor you or help you. Another way to say this is buttering someone up. The people who call the shots are the people who make all the important decisions. And the idiom move up the ranks means to get a higher or better position in a hierarchy. In the context of a job, this would mean getting a promotion, a better salary, or more authority in the company. Another idiom for this is move up the totem pole. Sentence number 3. My boss loves to micromanage, and I can't do my best work when she's constantly breathing down my neck. To micromanage is to try to control every detail of a project or of someone's work. The idiom breathing down my neck means the boss is closely watching or monitoring you. Imagine a person standing behind you so close that you can feel his or her breath on your neck. This is considered very annoying. Sentence number 4. The job itself is rewarding, but the salary and benefits leave a lot to be desired. The word rewarding means something that gives you satisfaction and makes you feel good. You can describe a job, volunteer work, or helping other people as rewarding. The idiom leave a lot to be desired is a polite and indirect way to say that it is unsatisfactory. It is not as good as you would like it to be. Sentence number 5. I feel like I'm spread too thin, but every time I wrap up one project, I'm given 2 more, which, of course, need to be done yesterday. The idiom spread too thin means that you are trying to do too many things, projects, or commitments at the same time, meaning you can't give enough attention to any of them. The phrasal verb wrap up means to finish or bring to an end. And saying something needs to be done yesterday is an informal way to say it needs to be done very urgently, as soon as possible, as if it were possible to travel back in time and finish the task yesterday. If you're learning English for your career, check out my Business English course. It'll teach you idioms, phrases, and vocabulary to use at your job. Visit espressoenglish.net and look for the Business English course. You can get more information and try a free sample lesson. Thanks for joining me today. I'll see you next week. If you want more great English lessons, visit espressoenglish.net, where you can sign up by email to receive a free ebook with 500 plus real English phrases. You'll also find online courses to help you improve your English fast, even if you don't have much time to study. Keep practicing your English, and I hope you have a wonderful day.